It's the Hedonistic Way podcast.
It's a way of life.
It tastes like freedom.
It's the most divine microcosm.
Mind blowing.
It's a revolution.
Heart wide open.
Liberated love.
It's liberated love.
Conscious conversations. Conscious conversations.
The exhilarated expansion of self.
Sacred sexuality. Call it whatever you like.
All I know. It feels amazing.
It's the most decadent way. It's the most decadent way to live life.
Intimate and intuitive conversations with epic humans who are disrupting the status quo and living a life with stereo untypical success.
Hello. Welcome to the Hedonistic Way Show. I am Renee Main, and today we're going to speak to the belly of unbound love. You see, I come from a long lineage of dominant women who were often misunderstood due to the fence that they had around their hearts. And open hearts with a big fence never let the innocence of love in, not in its entirety, in its purity. So it becomes something that we exchange and trade and demand. Demands and sacrifices that don't allow space for mutual benefit. Unbound love is something that I have spent my life devoted to. Not before experiencing everything that I didn't want. The world is not conducive to a dominant woman. So I hid behind a big smile, shape-shifting into whatever version I needed to be accepted. Why is it so frightening for us to show our true selves to the world? The world felt like it was closing in on me. And I know that I was born with wings, without a manual to be taught how to fly. So I stumbled often because the world is not conducive for a dominant woman. A dominant woman that was not interested in fences around my heart. Not interested in pain or agenda. It doesn't feel like a win when most of the world is suffering, when it's under the cloak of color. Color that we don't really understand. A dominant woman who is only interested in mutual benefit. A world where giving and receiving feels like the same thing. My mission is simple: to create equality that is rooted in color diversity. Equality. And to submit to the sublime and the simple. To see beyond the walls of shame, stigma, and suppression. So I sink and take a dip into my hips, into the belly of my womb, to let tears fall, eros rise. To meet myself as I am. To embrace the unknown. None of us know really where we're going. So all we can really do is to melt into the belly of aliveness as it presents itself in this moment right now. for a dominant woman to claim her place in the world, she needs to understand erotic intelligence, the body's intelligence. And it really refers to our capacity to understand, appreciate, and navigate the realm of desire, intimacy, sexuality, sensuality, and our soma, our bodies. It encompasses that emotional and psychological and the physical elements that are related to our expression of self, the permission that we grant ourselves, and how we relate to other people. So we need to understand desire, how we communicate that, those desires into the world. Effective communication and being able to openly discuss our needs, our fantasies, our concerns, our expectations within ourselves, our partners, and the world in a respectful and non-judgmental manner, right? That emotional connection that we have when we attune into our own emotions. Giving ourselves permission to explore, experiment, to play, to have fun. We take the world so seriously. We take ourselves so seriously. I know something that I often need to remind myself is to have fucking fun. It doesn't need to be serious. We don't need to be in this pursuit of our dreams and this best version of ourselves. Like, it's madness, you know. You know, thinking about our health, feeling safe in our bodies, looking and understanding the world through cultural and social context, right? Understanding the acknowledgement of the attitudes and the beliefs that are influenced by cultural, social, and religious factors. You know, it encourages us to examine the societal norms and expectations. And where are we within the scope of that? You know, question it. Respecting ourselves and giving ourselves consent. Honoring that give and take, you know. Understanding those unconscious patterns that we have within ourselves. You know, somatic kink is understanding the subconscious desires, fears, and unresolved issues that can manifest in our sexual fantasies, in our behaviors, in our thought process, in our lives, in our jobs, in our partnerships, in our parenting, everything. These unconscious patterns influence the dynamics of power, control, and submission. Right? When we embrace shadow and understand shadow, the aspects of ourselves that we deny, repress, and disown, by exploring and embracing our shadow, including our taboo desires, shame, and vulnerability, we get a deeper understanding of ourself. And we can begin to accept that, right? We get choice, we get range, we get scope, we get responsibility. You know, we get to understand the importance of recognizing our own agency and responsibility in shaping our experiences by encouraging ourselves to take ownership of our desires, fantasies, our boundaries. What are we willing to consent to? What are we unwilling to consent to? We get to make conscious choices that align with our authentic selves. And when we get to do that, freedom and liberation can unravel, can reveal themselves. Understanding these dynamics is purely really about domination and submission. Seeing these as pathways to liberation and personal empowerment. That exploration of power dynamics, that part of ourselves where we get to dominate, right? The part where we get to dominate, where can we stand in our power? And where do we need to surrender and submit, right? We get to challenge the social norms, reclaim our agency, and get to explore a full range of what it means to be friggin' human, right? From there, it becomes meaningful, right? We get to experience, have this transcendental experience, right? Transcendence. To explore the deeper questions. What's our meaning? What's our purpose? And we get to have a self-inquiry into the nature of desire, intimacy, connection. That is a beautiful thing, you know. And somatic kink is where it's that intersection of bodily experiences, sensations, and eroticism. And it gets to be an in-body experience. And, you know, it involves awareness and appreciation, a reverence to our body's sensations and responses and boundaries. And it focuses on movement, sensory stimulation, embodiment, arousal, pleasure, exploration. Understanding that erotic consciousness, sensory exploration, and having that body awareness gives us the ability to really honor consent and boundaries, which is a really exciting thing. So it's about self-discovery, enhanced intimacy and connection. It's a stress relief. It's relaxation. It's empowerment, liberation. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing, right? Connection to ourselves, connection to the universe, an expansion of consciousness. There's a spiritual and mystical experience, an integration that happens, that can happen through the body. That is an exciting thing. Because we get to flip the lens. And we don't wait for the world to accept a dominant woman. We get to step up and reclaim our pleasure, because a woman that reclaims her pleasure reclaims her place in the world, not just for ourselves, but for future generations to come. And by doing this, we will create equality. We can't not, but it begins with self. And I really hope that you're in it and you feel it deep in your bones. Because this is where it begins. We get to have a transpersonal relationship with pleasure. We get to sense our reality. We get to feel alive. We get to give ourselves permission to show up in the world as we are, for who we are, for all that we are. Because it's not going to get delivered to us. We need to begin this self-exploration of self. We can't not. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Renee Main, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this epic conversation. I'm Renee Main, and I am over and out for now.